Welcome back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 12 of...
Gallywag Show Tunes
with Arthur and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. Now, listeners, we haven't fully exhausted the protest song theme yet, have we, Arthur?
No, we have not. That is correct, Charlie. So...
Wait, Arthur. I need to ask you a pertinent or is it impertinent question?
An impertinent question? What kind of impertinent question have you got for me, Charlie?
Well, it's an importantly pertinent question.
Oh, I see. All right. So what is it, Charlie? Out with it.
Well, my question to you is, war, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
And that's our next song by Edwin Starr from 1970.
Absolutely
nothing.
What
is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me. To me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
War.
Friend only to the undertaker.
War
is an enemy to all men. The thought of war blows my mind. War has caused unrest within the younger generation. Induction, then destruction. Who wants to die? Said,
war. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
I got one friend, that's the undertaker.
Oh, war.
Has shattered many young men's dreams. Made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too short and precious. Been fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh,
war!
Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again.
War!
Oh, Lord.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me.
War!
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War!
Say it again. A bright, blooming, brilliant, bloody song that. And it's so true, isn't it, Arthur?
Yeah, war is a heartbreak and still so relevant to today. As is, Charlie, our next song.
But, sorry, listeners, we cannot televise it.
However, we can play it on the radio. The revolution will not be televised.
But it will be radioised by Gil Scott-Heron.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Very good suggestion, that song,
Thank
Arthur.
You, Charlie. Thank
10
you.
Points and a gold star from the Tooth Fairy for you.
Oh, couldn't the Tooth Fairy just give me a tooth instead, Charlie?
Yeah, definitely need a few more teeth there. Your mouth is like an old churchyard lacking a few tombstones, Arthur.
Well, yeah. Speaking of death, why don't we do a song about the living?
What about this next song, Arthur? Huh? Everybody's Got a Right to Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one by...
Frederick Kirk... Dirk Kirk Douglas.
No, Patrick.
No, his first name is Frederick.
Now, what I'm trying to say is it's Frederick Kirkpatrick.
Don't you mean Kirk Douglas, Arthur?
No, no, that's the film star. I think you'll find, Charlie.
Oh, maybe I've mixed up the names then. So it's is the next singer's name Frederick Kirk Douglas Zeta Jones?
No, no, that's the name of him and his daughter-in-law.
I didn't know reverends could have daughters-in-laws.
Anyone could have daughters-in-laws. But my point is... Oh, what was my point?
Your point is that the singer's name is...
Oh, yeah, yeah, Reverend.
No, Reverend is just his title.
Oh, yeah, like the Duchess.
Oh, so it's Reverend Duchess Zeta Jones then.
Oh, she definitely ain't a Duchess. She's not even a dame yet, I don't think.
What? You're deliberately confusing me now, Arthur.
I am not, Charlie.
Yes, you are. No, she's a he, and we're totally gone off topic now. Blimey. Now, isn't the name of the next singer Patrick?
We are segueing ourselves into a corner here, Charlie. That's what we're doing. Now, the name of the first singer is Reverend Frederick Douglas Kirkpatrick.
That's what I said. Reverend Frederick Douglas Kirkpatrick Collier. And that's what I've been trying to say all along.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just play it, shall
that's
we?
That's what I've been trying to say all along, Charlie. And just play it before I throttle you.
All right, all right. Don't get your knickers in a knot, Arthur.
Knickers in a twist, Charlie. And I'll twist them around your neck in a minute.
Oi!
On my way to Washington, feeling mighty sad, thinking about an income that I never had. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live. And before the bill ain't bailed, we all go down in jail. Everybody's got a right to live. Black man picked the cotton long time ago. He's been the victim since brought him to the show. Black man dug the ditches, hewed down the pines, gave his trouble to Jesus, kept on towing the line. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live. And before this movement fails, we all go down in jail. Everybody's got a right to live. Black man dug the pipelines both night and day. Black man did the work while the white man got the pay. Now look at here, son, this is a brand new day. No more full-time work, no more part-time pay. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live. And before this movement fails, we all go down in jail. Everybody's got a right to live. Yeah, I want my share of silver, I want my share of gold, want my share of justice, kill my dying soul. Black men dug the ditches long time ago. He has been the victim since brought him to the show. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live. And before this movement fails, we all go down to jail. Everybody's got a right.
Oh, God bless you, Reverend Kirk Douglas, for that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. R.I.P. Kirk Douglas, yes, but that was Reverend Frederick Douglas Kirkpatrick, also R.I.P.
You mean Kirk Douglas is dead?
He's been dead for years.
Does that mean Catherine Zeta-Jones is now a dame?
Where'd she come up with that palaver, Charlie?
I don't know. It just came to me from the spirit realm, I guess.
Well, Charlie, I think you'll find that your spirits are very, very deeply confused. You become a widow when your husband dies, not a dame. And more to the point, Michael Douglas is not dead yet.
Who? Michael Douglas? Who's he when he's at home?
He's the son of Kirk Douglas and husband of Catherine Zeta-Jones. Don't you know anything,
exactly,
Charlie?
Don't you become a dame when your father-in-law dies?
Charlie, where'd you get that idea from? Twerp's peerage.
What? Arthur, you're talking utter nonsense now.
Me?
Yes, you. What's got into
me?
You? Yes, you.
Oh, I'm not the one talking utter nonsense, Charlie. Now listen to me. You become a dame when the Queen tells you to.
Which Queen?
Queen Elizabeth, of course.
But she died long before we was ever born.
What?
No, I think you'll find it's Queen Victoria who gives out all the dames.
No, I think you'll find that she died quite a long time ago, Charlie. And there's someone else here who'll be dead in a minute if you don't shut up.
Oi, who are you talking about, Arthur? I mean, someone else. Hang on.
Yeah.
Because there's only me and you in this radio
exactly,
station.
Exactly, Charlie. And off with your head, I say.
Hang on, hang on. We're on the air, Arthur.
Yes,
remember? And you've been listening to Scallywag Show Tunes and No Queens.
Or Tooth Fairies.
Or Herons.
Or reverends.
Or dames.
Or duchesses.
We're armed in the making of this episode. We are Arthur and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. And we'd like to draw your attention to our producer, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Finklin. I bet you'll find.
Fink. Benjamin. Fink.
Ferryman Franklin.
Franklin. And it's good night from him.
And it's good night from me.
Yeah. Good night.
It don't look much, but I've been far. Drive up to Maswell Hill. I leave been to Celsius.
Are we off the air now?
Yeah, of course we are, Charlie.
But weren't there a Reverend Frederick Kirk Zeta-Jones protest singer too?
No, not as far as more. Not unless Catherine Zeta-Jones had a child with the Reverend.
Oh, but that is unlawful. That is adultery right there.
No.
She's married to Kirk Douglas. She can't just go and sleep with any Reverend she likes.
No, of course not. She's married to Michael Douglas, and I was talking hypomathematically.
Don't you mean hippo-posthumously? Because the Reverend is dead?
No, because Kirk Douglas is dead, and hippopotamuses have got nothing to do with it, Charlie.
And they are not dead because nothing, remember, nothing was armed in the making of this episode.
Did I mention that something was going to be armed in the making of this episode, Charlie?
What, Arthur?
Well, Charlie, you.
Oi! Now, that's just not fair. Arthur! Arthur! You just... could you just loosen your grip a little? Oh, please.
I like driving in my car.
satisfied. I've